Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I got a postcard. The one sent to George. Remember, I sent a whole bunch to George for his birthday, for several weeks up to his birthday. I have no idea on how you are doing and what life is like for you. I would like to know. You are cared for, love, Dad. But, of course, that's obviously hate speech or something. Oh, and another card to George came back. Sunday was a remarkable day to share grace, be encouraged, and seriously challenged. It was in the hike, not an institution. It was in my hike. Oh, not an institution. Love, Dad. But there's more. I got another card. This time a card. From Miss Lillian. Birthday blessings and a simple signature for Miss, Lillian and Dwayne, her son. But that was really a delight to get. I felt really encouraged, very much encouraged by that. I did send a postcard to Julia today, which I don't expect to get back. Reminding her about the hug we had approaching a decade ago. Because, I drove out to North Carolina. And the only person I saw in my family was Julia. And Erica Lee knew I was there, but did not arrange to meet me. I don't remember all the details, but... So I did not have the opportunity to meet my grandson at the time. I showed up at the hotel I was staying in, got a phone call while I was at the desk or whatnot, and it was kind of turn around, and there she was. It was kind of, and it was wonderful. It really was wonderful. Yes, I had a cell phone for that trip. For a couple of times I've had burner phones, but because I don't have a phone. Just a couple of things. Because I listened to the video I did yesterday, and I do wonder because I don't think my kids will normally get that kind of depth on what's happening in the world. And so I hope it's going to be useful for them, even though if any of them get to it, it'll probably be long after. But anyway. But my friend David Tulis wrote, he didn't write an article, he published it on his blog, called Human Traffickers Demand $26 Million from Tennessee Assembly. And I read it and I thought, it goes back to my concern that when you institutionalize something, then that becomes the target. And it gets used by those who want to exploit. So I did, because of some issues with the previous article from him, I've been less inclined, but I did write a comment. I wrote, the state should have no function in handling these kids, in reference to kids that foreign and in the state and being taken care of by the state. The state should have no function in handling these kids. But you say that is uncaring. If you really care, pick one of these kids and help them yourself. You would not be the first to do so. What is happening is the state is taking your money to fund an army of people, call them caregivers, and milk you for all they can. If you were a party that wanted to abuse these kids in some way, why not go to the kid down the street? Why go down to this kid down the street when you can use a state to harvest them in mass for you? If you want to build a sex slave empire, this is the fertile ground. Love does not come from the state. It comes from one person directly to another. See, if you go back to however many years ago when I did the video on Andropodistes, the enslaver, because that really hit me, because I did that. And then afterwards, I reviewed it and I said, well, I was wrong, because I concluded that a Christian would not go and buy someone. And then I did the follow-up video, seriously, go buy a slave. The whole idea is go buy a slave and set them free. And the important thing is, it's not just a quaint idea, but people do that. There are people that do that. Obviously, they're the assertive ones, like the example I give of Oleg Melnikov, freeing 1,900 people, which is a big deal. And, you know, these are not the cream of the crop. But then again, I mentioned this woman in Iraq, and, you know, it does happen. I hope it happens in the slave markets in Libya. But does it happen in the United States in the sense of state organizations? That's the problem. When you organize the state to do this, the vultures, that's where they're going to go. Because it's, oh, they're right there. And it really bothers me. It's not we need more money for these people. We need to get the state out of it completely. Anyway. There's a gentleman, Farley. I forget his first name. He does a thing called the Fuel Project. And I'm going to leave you the link to his video. A story of a naive teenager, prayer and this phone. He talked about a cell phone. And he talked about, it's his personal story from many years ago. And, he talked about prayer and, then some of the points he made at the end, especially, I think were excellent. It's like a 20-minute long video, and I highly recommend it. I watched that and I thought, yeah, he hit this really, really well. So I'm going to recommend that. Really recommend that. He talks, well, here's the sensational part, but then here's the meat. And that's the important thing. It's not the sensational part. It's the meat. That was very good. One other group, because I mentioned this before, that I find very interesting, called the Gray Zone. They are politically left. But on so many things, I wholeheartedly agree with them. Because they're one of the ones that have exposed or continue to publicize the fraud around the Duma chemical attack and things of that nature. Because that's fraud. And they show it, and they're ridiculed for it. They've showed a lot of the fraud from Venezuela that has been done there. They show a lot of fraud in some other areas, but they're very anti-war, and they hit hard the Democrats, because the Democrats used to be strongly anti-war, and obviously they're not anymore, and so. They're not looked upon well by the political left. And, they had scheduled, there's some sort of place that various sort of pro-freedom, anti-war kind of groups would constantly meet a particular venue. And there's for the, and near the end of February, a scheduled event, and it was canceled because of threats. They had a dialogue about how they're being silenced, because that's the issue. When you form an organization, it goes back to this thing about the human trafficking with kids and so forth. When you use the state, use a big organization to do whatever kind of thing seems loving or caring, then you control that organization. And then you can control where they stand. You know, again, to use the human trafficking to do human trafficking, or do the sex slaves or things of that nature. In this case, you're silencing an anti-war group. I really think that's interesting because when you apply it to my field, you know, in the secure communications, the ones that are out there that a lot of people use are funded by the intelligence community. Either, you know, domestic, or a notable one would be Israel. Israel and the U.S. are dominant in putting out products that people say, oh, this will be helpful. This will protect me. Yeah, right. And it's abundantly clear how it's done. You know, obviously, I documented the holes in Tor, and others have documented the system called Siphon, which apparently is quite popular in some places overseas, and it's data collection. Specifically because it's funded by intelligence community. So it's that same model. And that's why it's so vital to me to point out things like this, the human trafficking here in Tennessee, what the gray zone is facing, in the communications thing. Organizations, it's not just the state, it's a collective. The problem is the collective. Because if you have a whole bunch of individuals to deal with, it's very hard. But if you can get collective, and that's the whole idea of controlled opposition. But anyway, in the same way, I've heard some other dialogue about, you know, again, the obvious thing of Ukraine. And again, it's organizations. It is not the people fighting each other. It's organizations. And not necessarily fighting against each other, but hey, this is good money. This gives us power and money. And one of the comments I heard today was the idea what this is, in so many respects, is World War II all over again. Because it's Germany against Russia. In a lot of respects. Because what's in Ukraine? The Nazis. Who was the most formidable opponent to the Nazis in World War II? The Soviets. You know, we have all our marketing of D-Day, the Battle of the Bulge, and all these kind of things. But the victor was the Soviet Union. I mean, they got to Berlin first and went through Poland. There were some issues in what they did, but, you know, and of course they lost the greater number of lives, but they did the bulk of the work. And then of course we have the issues of what we did post the war. And then there's the war crime thing, you know, the Dresden bombing and various other war crimes. Anyway, so I do find this interesting. It's the collective versus the individual, and especially it's the individual and the family. I do think this is important. Just so you know, because I'm funded, I've taken care of some things. In the sense of things that I get in bulk, well, I get them in bulk, and those things got ordered, and I had a number of distractions to take care of. So I figured, okay, for this week, I'm going to work on some of the things I put off for a long time, and just make sure I have a foundation in place so I can think it through and build on it. And to my joy, all three of the areas that I was wanting, there's a foundation in place that encourages me greatly. But so there was that issue. And then, of course, there's the personal issue. Because there is this, I mentioned back in January or in December, because the state has asserted itself. They did many months ago in reference to the state-imposed money that I was required to send to my family. And, you know, I did make the question, I'm sending money for Tirza, Julia, George, and Susanna, and they're all, to whatever degree, emancipated. And the calculation, the more I found out about it, the calculation was done on my wife at minimum wage. And so I ask, the question, okay, if my wife's making a minimum wage, how does she put, at the time, five kids in private school, buy a suburban and things of that nature, and buy a house on minimum wage? You know, so were those numbers correct? Because if they're not correct, I've overpaid. And my guesstimate from some of my calculations, I'm way overpaid. That came up, and there was some a whole lot of dialogue on that. And then I finally got some better numbers, then there was the the only way we can adjust this is it has to go to court, and we'll do a telephone court. And so it was scheduled for the 26th of January. And then I got a notice that a postponement was requested by my wife, and I haven't heard a thing since. And I think the reason might be is that it's kind of like she may not want to expose the fact that, well, she's been overpaid. And the other things, because I did mention, I ask, are my kids alive? Because I have no idea. I said, I don't know if my kids are alive because I have been denied access to them direct access for, what was it, 6-7 years? Which is in violation of man's law. And then, of course, again, all the return postcards is a violation of man's law. The fact that I've been, at least in one case, formal denial of consent for medical care, and it was ignored. So a whole bunch of things, laws that are being applied, are ignored, but I'm supposed to send money. And so since that's coming up, I think that's why it got postponed. This is my guess. But you see, I'm willing to express what my understanding could be and would be more than willing to engage in dialogue to reason this through, because I've read 1 Corinthians 6 about putting the state in between us. It's a shameful thing. I did the study on it. It's the word to your shame, entropy. It's turn back from this. Because of the issues and, of course, my funding issues that started once the Rapid RMS project ceased, I started sending, when I was make a payment, I would pay $519 twice a month. I had to pay like 900 and something. So I paid two payments of 519. Why 519? 519, May 19th, our anniversary. And I was hoping one day if a lump sum were there to do something else. And that might, because it takes 2 days, the state doesn't do this fast. So tomorrow, what should be extracted from my checking account is $1,990. So 519, 1990. So unambiguously, I'm saying it right out front. The reason I chose those two numbers, May 19th, 1990, the day we got married. It's my way of she returns postcards, all the postcards to her returned and whatnot. She doesn't answer the phone and whatnot, but I just sent her a message. I love that lady. And I'm reminding her that on May 19th, 1990, she and I became one. And according to Romans 7, she's my wife until I'm dead. But of course, that's the Bible. And we don't discuss that in the PCA, right? Or wherever she is. Assuming she still is. So, I'm making this clear. That goes out tomorrow. My understanding is she'll have it Tuesday. Again, the state's very fast. So Tuesday, she should have the 1990. And I hope it sinks into her. 519-1990. And in case there's any guess, yes, that's exactly what it, the reason those amounts are there. Take joy with me, Miss Lillian. Send me a birthday card. And for that, I was most grateful. Because I do think, you know, I've described this with other people in my past where I have multiple moms. You know, I have my mom, who is now 102. So we haven't seen each other in a while. But I've had a number of other women who've cared for me as if they were my mom. Miss Lillian seems to, because I see it in the way she acts, the way she says things to me. She takes care of me like she's my mom. And the thing is, she's old enough to be my mom. One of the very few. I guess the only person I know old enough to be my mom. Not that many people are old enough to be my mom now. Wow. But anyway, she is. She's 93. And apparently much better health than she was several months ago, which is encouraging. But anyway, so Dorothy Jane. Tomorrow out of my chicken account comes 1990 to remind you of the year 1990. And you've had previous payments of 519 to remind you of May 19th, 1990. My lady, my wife, I really love you. And I want you back.